You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. What a day, and it's barely begun. Let's just go down the details, the numbers. This morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures are showing down like 350 points or more. They're hovering around there, which means the opening on Wall Street is going to be historic and dicey at the very least. Also, the S&P is down about that much. Oil is down $4 a barrel as well. So the market forces are unusual and historic, and Wall Street is reacting to all kinds of huge news. Investment bank Lehman Brothers, the fourth largest in the country, 26,000 employees, has filed for bankruptcy. Bank of America has made a deal to buy Merrill Lynch. AIG, world's largest insurance company, looking to the Federal Reserve for a $40 billion bailout. I'm just getting started. Andrew Ross Sorkin, New York Times reporter who reports on mergers and acquisitions. He's also a columnist for our partner, The Times. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Can you believe it?
I really actually can't believe it. But, you know, what's the big headline this morning? We know about Lehman Brothers, but let's try to look forward if we can.
I think the big headline, and the third one you mentioned, is AIG. You know, Lehman we sort of saw on Friday as a possible problem. Frankly, I'm not sure people recognize that Merrill could have become a problem. It was, frankly, the next domino to fall. And in an odd way, the deal between Bank of America and Merrill is sort of an elegant solution to maybe stop that domino. But when you really think about it, you have AIG, not just the nation's, but the world's largest insurance company, going to the Fed for $40 billion. They have an issue, which is they've been playing chicken with the rating agencies. And what that means is that the rating agencies are going to downgrade their company this morning if they do not get that rescue. And if they do not get that, if they get that downgrade, that means that all sorts of folks who have contracts with them can start getting out of them immediately. And when I tell you the lights are out, we're talking 72 hours for
wow.
the company.
So that is incredible.
And the domino effect from AIG could be worse.
You
so
know,
today is going to be a heck of a day.
You know, it seems as though the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy was precipitated by last week's bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, in the sense that why should anyone in the investment banking world anywhere buy any of these troubled securities if you can buy Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae backed by the federal government? The bailout pretty much slams the door on anybody else. Is that what happened to Lehman, and maybe is what's brewing with AIG?
I think that's part of the issue. Clearly, the Federal Reserve didn't want to bail out Lehman. And by the way, in some respects, they even are, because what they've done is they've opened up their discount window even more broadly than they have. In addition to that, some Wall Street banks have put together an emergency fund of some $70 billion. There was a meeting this weekend down at the Federal Reserve Building. Literally, it looked like a funeral. Black cars lining up with every executive from Wall Street getting in a meeting and trying to figure this thing out. But when you really think about sort of what's next, it was sort of the Fannie Freddie issue, but really I think people are just so worried about all of these securities and what's really in them, and you no longer have the backstop of the Fed ready to rescue you and save you from yourself. And so now the question is, what happens next?
So, Andrew, what does Bank of America see that the rest of us don't see? They're buying Merrill Lynch. They've bought, the last three, debacles here countrywide,
right,
and some others. What are they seeing that we don't see?
You know, you ask a very curious question, because a lot of people on Wall Street, I think, are going to be asking that this morning, in that, had they waited, as one banker told me last night, they might be able to get it for half the price today and half the price tomorrow. Ken Lewis, who runs Bank of America, is a very aggressive guy. He's always wanted to get into, he's always said he doesn't want to get into the investment banking business, but frankly, I think, don't watch his lips.
Yeah.
He's wanted to do a
right.
lot of things. In any event, he's wanted to get into this business. They're very complimentary, and I think he's willing to pay up, and I think he thinks he can somehow manage and handle this, and that'll be remain to be seen. I mean, one of the big issues with all of these things is we aren't going to find out whether there's really value there for several years, and it's a mark-to-market business. Honestly, that's what's happening here.
Andrew, I think you blew us away with that notion that perhaps all of this won't shake out for several years. So That brings me to a real basic question for consumers like myself is, as I'm watching all of this unfold, what do I make of it other than just feeling the general anxiety that somehow the economy is just falling apart all around me?
Yeah, well, I hate to say it, but I think in the immediate term, the economy is falling apart. And the question that I think more people and everyone's asking is, is today Black Monday? And do you hang in there? What do you do? And I wish I had answers on that. I think you do probably hang in there, because I think there's going to be a lot of emotional reaction this morning where people are just going to start dumping stocks left and right.
Hey,
and
Andrew.
The question is, are you catching the falling knife or not?
But, Andrew, oil's down. We got that going for us.
Oh, no.
Oil's down.
No, there are
Hello.
Things in the economy structurally that are good. And in some cases, let me just say, there's an argument to be made that what's happening here is a good thing, that there's a Darwinian theory here that there were too many banks. There were always too many banks. Hank Paulson, when he was at Goldman Sachs, before he got to the Treasury, was always talking about how there needed to be consolidation, how we needed to get rid of half of these banks because there were too many people doing too much of the same thing. So in a sort of Darwinian sense, maybe today is a good thing for the long term, but it's very hard to see it that way in the immediate term.
All right, Andrew Ross Sorkin, macro, micro, he's got it all. New York Times chief reporter on mergers and acquisitions, also a columnist for our partners, the New York Times. Adora, you might not know there was a hurricane over the